Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Teek, our next guest, you know, it's funny. So much of the focus has been on quarterbacks. Yeah. But, man, this kid can play. I mean, very good chance he sneaks inside the top 10. A lot of teams want him. A lot of high grades on all the draft boards. Derwin James from Florida State. He is with us here on Teeky and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio and CBS Sports Network. Derwin, how are you today?
I'm doing good, man. How y'all doing?
We're doing awesome. How are you doing, man? I mean, you got the biggest day in your life, staring. How you doing?
I'm excited, man.
Are you actually going to be at the draft? You down in Dallas?
Yeah, I'm here now, man.
Oh, that's awesome.
As we speak, me and my family.
The whole crew, huh? What's the emotion among your family? I mean, everybody's excited, and you're actually going to figure out where you're going to spend the next few years of your life, and so it's kind of nerve-wracking. But what is everybody saying to you? This has got to be an awesome feeling for you.
Yeah, it's an awesome feeling. My family's very proud of me. You know, family and friends are very proud. Ex-coaches are proud, too. But, you know, I'm just enjoying the process, soaking it all in, man.
You know, when we do this for a living, obviously, it's Derwin James, two-time first-team All-ACC with us here on Teeky and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. You want to try to learn to connect some dots to kind of personalize things a little bit here. And connecting your dots, I got to be honest, man, I didn't have to really dig too far. You're from Haines City, Florida. Mm-hmm. You played at Florida State, as we know. The Tampa Bay Bucks have a top-10 pick, as we know. They also have some holes on that third level, and there's a lot of quarterbacks going to be ripping off the board 1 through 6. How many times, keep it real, don't give us nonsense, we're not that kind of show, how many times has Derwin James envisioned himself playing for the Bucks?
Man, I envisioned myself a couple times playing for him, I ain't going to lie. Oh, man. I mean, it's close to home, hometown, and like I said, I'm big on my family, so my family will get to watch me play a lot, but, you know, I envisioned a couple times, but there's a couple other spots too. But really, to me, it really doesn't matter, man.
Mm-hmm. Have you obviously you do the pre-draft meetings and you get a chance for how teams view you and also, quite frankly, how you view them? Did you have a positive meeting with the Bucks and if so, who else really jumped out along the interview process that you kind of meshed with?
It was a great interview with them. I had a great interview at the combine with them. A great visit with them too. I feel like I was comfortable around the coaches, and they was comfortable around me. So I feel like it was great. I had a lot of good interviews.
You know, Vince, I know you got two cousins, Vince and Carlos Williams, that are in the league, and I don't know how close you are with them, but, I mean, having someone who has been through the process and can help you acclimate to it is a good thing. What have they told you about this next step you're about to make?
Save that first paycheck.
They was big on that because it was like, especially the small town I come from, everybody's trying to leech on to you, and everybody wants something out of you. So, you know, everybody don't want your best interest at heart.
Yeah.
But just being around guys like Jalen Ramsey and Xavier Rose and those guys, they're great mentors to me, too. I got time to spend with Jalen when I was in school. He really taught me a lot, showed me a lot, and we have the same ages. So we kind of talk to each other every day.
Yeah, that means Florida State's becoming like DBU, it seems like. But, you know, he's an unbelievable player. We had him on a little bit earlier this year. And what he's done down there in Jacksonville has been amazing. When you think of yourself on this next level, some people say you could play free. Other people say you're going to be a strong safety and down in the box. What's your biggest skill set that you bring from a secondary position?
Oh, man, it really just depends on, you know, whatever scheme I go into.
Yeah.
Whatever team needs me to use, whether I'm in the cover three scheme or a quarters team or a man-to-man team. It really just depends on, you know, what it's asking me to do. And I feel like I do all three of those things at a high level. So I feel like I'll come in and I'll make an impact right away.
Now you're not small. You're over 210 pounds or so. What do you want to do? You want to be around? You want to be a banger? Or you want to get after the quarterback?
Like
what do you want to do?
I like being in the action, man.
Yeah.
Because sometimes when I'm back deep, you know, people don't really come at me much, but I know they're coming at me at this level, so especially coming in rookie year. But I feel like I just like being in the action. Whatever the action, I want to be the first one to the party.
That's a good answer. First one to the party. That's a good answer. Just don't be the last one to leave the party. That's generally when things go. From experience, I can tell you that it doesn't always work out well. Derwin James is with us here on Tiki and Tierney. I want to ask you about somebody in your conference, and I find it really interesting where, and your perspective will be great on this because you literally stared at him and tried to stop him. That's Lamar Jackson. You guys lost a tight game. I think on a field goal. It was a 3-point game. He didn't go bonkers in the air. He ran the ball really well, but we all know how good he is. But for some reason, he's not lumped in with Mayfield and all the other guys. Of course, Josh Allen, Rosen, Sam Darnold. Some people think it's a race thing. I don't want to just lean on that. I think that that could be unfair and lazy. But you did play against him. Why is he not being mentioned as a top 10 pick like everybody else?
I don't know. That's some bull crap, man, if you ask me, man. He's one of the toughest players I've ever been around or played against. I got the chance to play against him and Watson. Those two guys are unbelievable guys. I mean, Lamar, I don't think people give him enough credit as a passer. If you really look at the numbers and really look at what he put on film, I mean, he drives defensive coordinators crazy, man. I feel like he always a guy that you got to keep your eye on because, man, you can't play man against him. He's going to run. I mean, and then if you drop in too much zone, I mean, he's good enough to make the throws. And I feel like, man, he gave me a lot of headaches.
Let me ask you this, because as Tiki said, you are a big, big guy. Derwin James with us here on Tiki and Tierney. I guess one of the knocks on Lamar, and I've stood next to him, but, you know, I'm not a football player. Mm-hmm. People take it from you better than they'll take it from me. When you in pads, does he feel big? I know he doesn't feel big. Does he feel small? No, he's
if you look at him, I mean, he's like the same height almost, but he's strong, man. Like when you do tackle him or when he do try to make a move on him, he's a guy that, I mean, I hit him a couple of times with some force and he just like kind of shake it off. And he's a tough player, man. If you look on film, man, we got a lot of good battles.
Yeah, no,
that's good stuff.
Yeah, it's true.
Good answer.
I would love to see him be successful.
Like, I try to really bring it to him, and he shakes it out, goes to the huddle, and I just be like, man, I'm going to keep you. I got to do it again.
There you go.
He's got that competitive spirit, man.
He's got heart.
He's a dog, man. He's a great player, man. I don't think people give him enough credit. Man, if you ask me, man, he's one of the best quarterbacks in this draft, man.
Yeah.
I'll take him on my team any day of the week.
Not over Jameis Winston, though, if the Bucks take you, right?
No, that's a whole other discussion.
Yeah, I got you. I got you.
We're going to talk about that.
Yeah, I got to tell you, I hate that people are giving him such a hard time. And somebody's going to steal him late, and I think he's going to turn it into a really good player. I think you're absolutely right.
He's just going to prove him wrong.
Yeah, because
he's here right now. We have a great relationship. We've been talking about it, but, man,
that's cool.
It's cool, man.
Yeah, let me ask you about your former head coach down there, Jimbo Fisher, who decided to bounce. Is everybody, like, upset with him? They understand it? Like, what's the situation down there? Willie Taggart is there. Obviously, you're not going to play for Willie, but I'm sure you've met him. I mean, what's the situation down there at Florida State? Because that was odd. I didn't see that coming.
Man, it's like people are kind of all over the place. I mean, some people don't like him. I mean, to me, I feel like he made a business decision. He did what he had to do. He has a family at the end of the day. And I feel like he's always been a great coach that I can lean on and always made me better as a player. So I don't have nothing against his decision. I mean, he made his decision at the end of the day. I have nothing to respect for him.
Yep.
I still have a great relationship to this day.
There you go.
And, Coach Taggart, he's doing great things down there. I got the chance to be around him and the new coaching staff. I was down there after the combine training back at the facilities. And I like what they're doing down there. I feel like this season is going to be a way better season than last year. So it's exciting things. Watch out for Florida State this year.
You got to get the Noles. But college football is better when the Noles are a powerhouse. We all know that.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. Well,
I got you. Derwin James with us here on Tiki and Tierney. You know, obviously, and Tiki brought this up with the family connection, a couple of cousins in the league. So you know, you have a sense of the business side and what to expect, and you sound very poised and not overwhelmed with the process. But was there anything that happened either at the combine or when you were in a room with a GM or a head coach or anything along the lines during the process where you were a little where you're like, man, this is real, this is big, where you were kind of a little bit overwhelmed? Anything jump out?
I'll just say the flights, man.
The
flights, because I'm a guy, you know, I love going to these places, man, meeting great coaches, getting a lot of advice, because I'm a guy that, you know, love to ask questions and just, you know, try to help me perfect my game in a better way. So
I just say, if anything, man, them long flights, man.
I got you.
But everything else, I really enjoy it, man. Honestly, man, it's a once in a lifetime opportunity, so I'm really enjoying it.
We know you hit. Are you a big smack talker on the field?
Oh yeah, man. I'm gonna talk. I'm gonna do it all, man.
All right,
dude. He's SSU. Come on, man. It's Florida State.
Come on, man.
BT, that
come on now.
That comes with the
man.
Territory.
You ain't gonna talk more than Jalen Ramsey, are you? Nobody talks more than that guy.
Yeah, you'll see.
Hey, oh, he said we'll see.
He just told you early in the interview that he learned everything from Jalen Ramsey.
Just making sure, though. Hey, Derwin, not everything, maybe.
Derwin, tell us about Old Spice's new Flake Defense 2-in-1 shampoo and conditioner. I know you're doing some things with them down in Dallas.
Oh, it's great, man. I've been using Old Spice a long time, man. Before they even offered me a deal, you know, I was a guy that said, man, I want to one day do a commercial. Those guys are doing it. And man, like I said, I've been using it, and it's been really helping me, man.
Good. You got that good hair, so you know, us bald guys.
Man, I got bad hair, but it actually helped me. I told you,
you got hair.
I think it's 3-in-1, man. The Flake Defense, man.
I hear you.
We're in the condition.
I like that.
You all suited up? I mean, I know you got to pick that. We going conservative. Give us a little tease for the outfit tomorrow night.
Come on, man. I come from Florida State, man. You know the DB. I'm going to play DB, man. You know what's coming, man.
Yeah, you don't got to look no farther than Deion Sanders. He started the trend years ago.
Yeah, I already know.
You guys can't ever get away from that. You know that, right?
Yeah. I'm going to be nice, man. I'm going to be clean.
Good.
All right. There you go, man. Hey, listen, good getting to know you a little bit. Enjoy the night. We tell all the prospects this. You've heard this a million times. Try to take in every second. Before you know it, you'll be a pro getting paid with real responsibility. Enjoy the night.
Yes, sir, man. I thank y'all for having me, man.
Thanks brother. Appreciate you.
Be good, Derwin. Good luck, brother.
All right. Thank y'all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.